A new report out today from former investment bank boss Sir David Walker was meant to set out the rules for how banks organise themselves and how much they pay themselves. I asked The Guardian's head of business, Dan Roberts, and Jill Inslee, who heads up our consumer team, what it decided.
It's basically a huge government report into how to stop the banks blowing themselves up again. And it's been looking very closely at the way banks are run and the way their boards of directors operate. And it's concluded that mainly the chairman of banks need to act, be much tougher in future. It's arguing that that they ought to sort of countermand their chief executives if they go off and do foolish things and like happened with RBS, for example. But the other key thing is it's suggesting is we need a bit more transparency on pay. They feel that pay is actually an issue that's been overblown, and they're arguing that just a little bit more transparency here and there will help. I think a lot of people will regard it as quite a disappointing report.
Bit more transparency on pay. It doesn't really sound like the revolution in banking we were promised.
No, and the government's been hiding behind this report all year. I mean, Alistair Darling has repeatedly said when challenged about pay, well, David Walker is looking at this, we're going to have a big report, etc., etc. Some government ministers have been going much further. Lord Miners was suggesting that there should be naming and shaming. I mean, he didn't use those words, but he said that people above a certain level of pay in banks should be named. Or Walker has come up with a much more watered down version of that, saying that there should be banks should be forced to disclose pay bans. So they should be forced to say how many people are paid over £1 million within a bank. But he's chosen a very arbitrarily high number as well. I mean, over £1 million. For David Walker, who's worked all his life in the city and used to run Morgan Stanley, this is a small sum of money. But to many people, that's quite a high bar to start with.
And it's turning into a bumper week for bankers. Yesterday, the Supreme Court ruled that the Office of Fair Trading can't challenge bank charges, meaning that if you dip into the red, you can still be charged up to £30 a day. I asked some shoppers on the streets of London what they thought about that.
Most people sometime or another have been charged by going overdrawn a few pounds and not even realising it. And like, depending when you get paid in the month, your money goes in on a certain day of the month, and maybe you might be, without even knowing it, a day overdrawn and you're getting charged £30.
And how do you feel about that?
Well, it's ridiculous really, isn't it? It is. It is ridiculous, but what can you do? Your money has to go into a bank account. So,
okay, it's a minority that do go overdrawn and everything, but everybody else has to pay for the price. But I don't think banks have any right at all. They just want to see their profits maximised at all times, good or bad times.
So the ruling has been that really it's fine for banks to charge people sort of £30 if they go overdrawn or for a bounce check. How do you feel about that?
Well, I disagree to that. Simple. They shouldn't do it. And I think we're giving them enough business in terms of saving and borrowing money from them. And I think the profit from those is enough. Why is it they want to charge you to keep your money? It's my money they're keeping and they're charging me. So I disagree to that.
There's a suggestion that it might encourage people to stay within the limits and it might promote more responsible borrowing?
Well, probably they make people a bit smarter, just like parking in attendance. You don't get a ticket because you get smarter, and it's the same thing with the banks. So they're just going to lose more anyway, so...
I don't use credit, so, what I've got is what I've got. So I'm a bit old school, I suppose, but I think everybody should maybe start thinking, adapting that way. Don't let yourself get into that situation, maybe. I know it's hard to say that, it's easy to say that, maybe, but, £30 is scandalous.
If you're a person that goes overdrawn regularly, then you should make measures to sort out your finances. But if it's, for example, a one-off charge... you happen to go over by £5 or something, then I think the banks should make an exception. I think it depends on your relationship with your bank as well. I've had charges put against me in the past, which I've taken up with the bank, and they've refunded them for me. But then I am a good bank customer, so I haven't gone overdrawn too much.
So, Joe, we've heard what ordinary people have to say. What does this mean for consumers generally?
Well, to a certain extent, we've already started seeing the changes coming in. Banks are already restructuring how they charge for bank accounts. They're packaging insurance and credit cards and all sorts of things in with their bank accounts and charging a monthly fee for those. Now it's been suggested that what they might do is have a really basic account which has no overdraft facility, or a medium style account, which has an overdraft, but you pay £5 a month for, and this third tier of packaged accounts, which has lots of fripperies alongside it, which you may or may not want.
Is this sort of saying it's carte blanche for banks now to charge what they like? And tough if you're one of their customers and you accidentally slip into overdraft.
They may feel like that, but I'm hoping that consumers will really make them earn their money and that they will shop around, they'll make sure they've got exactly what they need from the account, but that they're not paying any extra that they don't have to.
It is a disappointing state to arrive at, Dan, isn't it? That this is the relationship we have with our banks now, where we feel obliged to keep them on our toes or they will charge us a lot of money. I mean, considering the year that we've had, that a lot of people would blame on bankers having got us into this situation, how is this the state we're at now?
It flabbergasts me. I mean, even at the best of times, I think people would be very angry. The thing to remember is that banks have a unique relationship with our money and that they're able to dip in and out of it and help themselves to it in a way that no other service provider or business is. You know, in any other commercial transaction, if the person I'm dealing with decides that I've behaved in a way that they don't like, they may decide to charge me extra for their services. But I have to agree to that, and I have to send them a check or give them the money. The banks are uniquely able to simply help themselves to our money, and they've been doing so, setting arbitrary charges if you've gone overdrawn or you bounce a check. They bear no relationship to the actual cost to them. So not only are they able to set the punishment at whatever level they are, we're not allowed to challenge it. They've also been using it to make a lot of money. I mean, this has been a clear part of their business model. All of these things seem to me to be entirely within the purview of an Office of Fair Trading. If this isn't what an Office of Fair Trading is there to look into, I don't know what is.
There is some good news, though, from this ruling, in that the Office of Fair Trading has been told in court that it's being left open to it to go back to court to challenge the banks again over overdraft charges if they can find the right legislation to challenge. So really, we're just really hoping that the Office of Fair Trading will do exactly that and will maybe look at the competition situation, because all of those charges that the banks were charging a couple of years ago were very similar. It does make you wonder.